Hi, honeys. So it is cold today, and I don't really feel like doing a whole lot. So I figured I would do a little questionnaire just to kind of introduce myself. So I'm going to pull that up. So the first question is waffles or pancakes? Definitely waffles because they have the nice little places for the syrup to go in. So, yeah, definitely waffles. Number two, if you had to change your username, what would your new username be? Oh God, I don't know. Well, I chose rose colored because Rose is my middle name. And I really like that as a name. So I don't know, maybe some other variation on Rose, like Rosie Posy or some other like cute something or other having to do with roses. Number three, God, what is the silliest fear you have? Zombies. I have been afraid of zombies since I saw the Thriller music video when I was like 5 years old, 6 years old. I was just far too young and it scarred me for life. So yeah, that's the silliest fear I have. There's just something about like they're human shaped, but they have no thought. It's just terrifying. Whenever I have to like walk out to my car at night, I'm like, oh my God, there's gonna be zombies. And I tried watching The Walking Dead to like get over it. And I love that show, but it made it worse. So what does your own, sorry, number four, what does your own personal hell look like? How about your own personal heaven? Ooh, I should have thought about these before I started recording. Personal hell, I tend to be pretty introverted. So my own personal hell would probably be just like a never-ending party with a lot of people I don't know. And my own personal heaven would be a nice library with lots of books and all my closest friends. All right, number five, what made you decide to start posting on GWA? I had just been lurking for a long time and I was like, this is incredible. It's so much more intimate and just emotional and more immersive than other forms of, like erotic anything. So I don't know, I just decided I think I can do this. And number six, what have you learned about yourself so far since you joined the GWA community? Okay, I'm gonna say interpret joined as when I started lurking, which was like 4 months ago or so. I only joined like literally less than 24 hours ago. I've learned the extent to which I am one kinky son of a bitch. I never really saw the appeal of like DS relationships, DDLG, until I listened to some really good audios, and now I'm like, fuck, I am a baby girl. So yeah. Number seven, could you give an unpopular opinion about something? Does not need to be GWA related. I'm sure I have tons of unpopular opinions. I just can't think of any right now. Right, I'm gonna let that one sit in the back of my mind and come back to it. Number eight, what are some of your favorite words in English or any other language? These are good questions. I like the word, and I don't even know if I pronounce it correctly, but acerbic, it means like kind of mean, kind of disregarding people's feelings. And I just like it because it's almost like onomatopoeia. It sounds kind of like acidic, and it just sounds like what it is. Number nine, if you could call up anyone in the world and have a 1 hour conversation, who would you call? Probably Willie Nelson. He seems like a very just genuinely cool dude. We'd have a lot to talk about. Willie and I. Number 10, what's a message you want to share for everyone on Gone Wild Audio? Probably thank you. Thank you very much for doing what you do. And what else do I want y'all to know? I don't know. I think maybe that's it. Just thank you. And like, come make friends with me. Honestly, I love getting comments. I love getting PMs. Just do... Okay, here's one thing though. Please approach me as like a person and approach your fellow like content creators as people. You know, we're not like crazy sexual beings. We're just humans, which are crazy sexual beings. But like, you know what I mean? And then back to unpopular opinion. Who would have thunk it would cause me this much angst? I don't know. I don't really like the beach. Maybe that's one. I feel like that's such a big destination. I love the ocean. But everything else about the beach, like trash everywhere and you're always sweaty, I can't honestly live without. So there you go. Nice to meet you. Sorry if it was painful.